How many times will the trumpet be blown? Some of the ulama have the opinion that it will just be blown twice. The first time is everyone will lose their senses. Those who are alive will die, and while the souls who already are dead they will remain in that state. And then after the trumpet will be blown a second time, and the souls of those who are dead will return to them, and those who are unconscious will regain their consciousness. And upon seeing the strange and extraordinary scene of the field of Qiyamah, they will remain staring at Allah. That's the opinion of some ulama. Some say it will be four times. The first blowing of the trumpet will be for the destruction of the world. The second one is for all to come to life again. The third one is after resurrection, in order for all to fall unconscious. And the fourth one is to bring everyone to attention. Thereafter, everyone will be presented before Allah. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, and the trumpet will be blown. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And whatever is in the heavens and in the earth will fall unconscious, except who Allah wills. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِي أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And then it will be blown for the second time, and then they all will be standing before Allah Rabbul Izzah. So this gives us indication to the concept of the number of times the trumpet will be blown. Here there is indication that in this particular narration there's clearly mention of two instances when the trumpet will be blown. Other narrations indicate otherwise. According to some scholars, everything except Allah, referring to Jibreel, Mikael, Israfil, the angel of death, all will be unconscious at that time. And at that time, the verse or the opinion, the announcement will be made, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ, whose sovereignty is it today? لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ, it is for Allah, who is one, who holds absolute authority. It is also in a narration that Nabi Salaam said, Allah will certainly make Qiyamah dawn while two people are still busy opening a fabric in a transaction. Then the transaction will not even be concluded, and the fabric will not yet be folded when Qiyamah shall take place. Qiyamah will take place when a person will have milked his camel and not yet had the opportunity to drink the milk. Qiyamah will take place when a person will be busy plastering the wall of a pond and will not even have the opportunity to allow his animal to drink from it. Indeed, Qiyamah will take place as a person lifts a morsel to his mouth, not allowing him the opportunity to eat it. And when the trumpet is blown, every living being will drop except whom Allah wills. Illa masha'Allah. The trumpet will blown, everyone will fall unconscious except those who Allah chooses. And it is mentioned also that the only authentic hadith that sheds light on the purport of this is that of Sidna Abu Huraira. And he reports that there was an argument between a man and a Jew. As the quarrel became heated, the Muslim took it out and said, I swear by that being who gave superiority to Muhammad over the universe. In response to that, the Jew said, I swear by that being who gave superiority to Musa over the universe. And upon hearing this, the Muslim slapped the Jew, who promptly reported the matter to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent for the Muslim and asked for his side of the story. And after ascertaining the facts, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not express my superiority over any Nabi in a manner that lowers the rank of the other Nabi, because on the day of Qiyamah every soul shall fall unconscious. I shall also fall unconscious for them, and I will then be the first to regain consciousness. I shall see Sayyidina Musa standing and holding on Allah's throne. I can't say whether he will be amongst those who regain consciousness before me, or whether he will be amongst those who Allah had excluded. Illa masha'Allah. Subhanallah, what a virtue to Sayyidina Musa, and what humility and simplicity Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Another narration indicates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that I do not know whether his consciousness at Maut Tur will be taken into account, in lieu of which he will not fall unconscious on the day of Qiyamah, or there will be amongst those who regain consciousness before me.
وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ.
The earth will illuminate with the light of its Rabb. The earth will light up without the sun and the moon. It will be illuminated by the command of Allah thereafter. وَوُضِيَ الْكِتَابُ. The records of the deeds will be placed in the hands of every person.
وَجِئَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ.
And the Nabis and the witnesses will be brought, the Anbiya will be brought forward to testify against their respective nations. They will also be questioned about the message they were entrusted to convey. Along with the Anbiya, the witness will also be brought. And the implication of this is that it includes the Anbiya, the record of deeds, the record angels. And then judgment will be passed amongst people. Judgment will be passed between them with the truth, with justice, and they will not be oppressed. Every soul will be granted full recompense of what it did. Allah knows best what deeds every person carries out. Allah is fully aware of the deeds. وَوْفِيَتْ كُلُّ نَفْسِ مَعَامِلَتْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا يَفْعَلُونَ. And according to Allah's knowledge of every person's deeds, He will either reward or punish them. No person will receive a reward smaller than what he deserves. In fact, the reward of every person will be multiplied at least 10 times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسْنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Whoever does a good deed will receive tenfold the like of. Whoever perpetrates a sin will only be punished the like thereof and will not be oppressed. So the punishment for sin will not be increased, as in the case for the reward of good deeds, that will be multiplied several fold. That brings us up to verse number 70 of Surah Az-Zumar. And it leaves us with a single passage that we will conclude inshallah in next week. So the overview of what we've discussed today revolves around the blowing of the trumpet on the day of Qiyamah, and the exception of those who Allah chooses, and Musa alayhi salatu wasalam may be amongst those who will be from the exception.